तव कथामृतं ताप्त जीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमंगलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. The nectar of the words are the life for those who are scorched by the words. The words which have been uttered by the words of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible, those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. This summer we started a series of talk on monks of the Ramakrishna Order. I worked on two volumes, Prachin Sadhuder Katha, Stories of the Old Monks of the Ramakrishna Order. It will be in Bengali, but I shall talk to you in English, some of those beautiful lives of the great Swamis. The main purpose of this book is to write the history. Sri Ramakrishna is the original, his person. Then his disciples are the first generation. Then the second generation, and we are the third generation. How Sri Ramakrishna taught an incarnation of God? We find in the Gospel and the Divine Play. How strange his disciples. Only 16 disciples. Jesus has only 12. And these people change the world. Then we find the second generation, those who are trained by the disciples of Ramakrishna. So we met many of them. I personally, from 1950, I was 14 years old. So some of their stories I wrote in my diaries, letters, some of them I interviewed and recorded on my tapes, cassette tape recorder. And I got some diaries of the dead monks. They left those diaries for me. I brought those things to America. I remember 2 years ago, 3 months I continuously wrote from the diary and made this manuscript. Everything is not in the book. There are tiny, tiny incidents, episodes are so inspiring and uplifting for me that I want to share with you. Oral tradition is very, very important. Christ's teachings we find through oral tradition, all four Gospels. But Gospel of Ramakrishna is something unique. Came straight from the diary. The day Sri Ramakrishna said, same day he recorded, place, persons, time, everything. It cannot be otherwise. Very historical. Anyhow, tonight I shall talk to you about Swami Ambikananda from 1884 to 1954. He was a disciple of Swami Brahmananda. But his most important thing is that he was a disciple of a household disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, Nistarini Ghosh and Navagopal Ghosh. When she was pregnant, she went to see Sri Ramakrishna and told him, "This time, this one for you." When she was born, when this boy, his name was Nirod, when he was born with swaddled cloth, the mother brought the child to Sri Ramakrishna, put at his feet. "This I brought for you." Sri Ramakrishna looked at him and put his hand on his head. "All right, now you raise it. I shall take him at the right time." So from his very early age, he became very close to, he was born in 1884. So from childhood, he was connected with the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. And he joined at the age of 18 at Belur Math in 1902. In 1914, Sri Brahmananda gave him sannyas, monastic name was Ambikananda. So what happened later on, that Swami was in Almora and Banaras, and he used to recount his memoirs, and this Swami, Swami Dhireshananda, recorded it. And Dhireshananda gave that diary to me. So I copied it from that diary. Very interesting. Many, those who have read a little bit Ramakrishna literature, they will really enjoy it. My eyes will be on Bengali, but my lips will speak English. 29th March 1953, Almora, Boshishan's house, evening. I was then a little child. My mother covered me with a swaddled cloth and took to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna asked him, "Hello, what have you brought for me?" My mother, "Sir, I brought this one for you." Saying so, my mother put me at the feet of Sri Ramakrishna. "What is his name?" "Nirod Boron." Master looked upward for a while. "Very good, very good." Then he rubbed Nirod's head. Later on, she used to say, "That is the reason, see, I do not have hair on my head. I lost all my hair." 3 years ago, I went to visit his home. It is Ramakrishnapur, Howrah. I even saw his harmonium. I have all the pictures. He was a great singer. He was telling his memoirs what he saw. "One day in Belur Math at visitor's room, I saw Swamiji was seated on Virasana." Virasana means bending both, sitting on the both, on the hill, like this, you know, that is called Virasana. And he was with the Tanpura, and Swamiji was singing, "Kailashapati Maharaja Bhola, Mere Bhola, Mere Bhola, Mere Bhola." Swami was singing and glorifying Lord Shiva. And he was in an exalted mood. Swami Nirmalananda was playing the drum. And all are there, and they are all singing with Swamiji. I was then 12 or 14 years old. What an excitement. That day I realized one can leap the mind through classical song. Swamiji was singing the Dhrupad. I used to go to Belur Math quite often. I was 14 or 15 years old. I used to see Swamiji sometimes lying down on a camp cot under the mango tree on the courtyard. One day he has asked me, "Do you know how to massage? Press my body." So I was pressing Swamiji's body. "Ha! Is it massage? You do not have any strength in body, you do not eat any rice?" "Swamiji, I am sorry, I do not have so much strength in my body." One day I saw Swamiji had three pairs of American shoes. I have photographs of those shoes. Well, I saw his shoes with socks on, but he was in kopin and with shirt and with a hubble bubble in hand, and he was walking on the bank of the Ganges. And all of a sudden, from our monastery, you can see diagonally Dakshinisha temple, the pinnacle of the temple. All of a sudden, his movement stopped. He was watching Dakshinisha temple for a long time. Then he came back to his senses. He was thinking of his olden days when he was with Sri Ramakrishna. Then he was asking, "But sometimes I was watching his feet, sometimes I was watching his face. Feet, face." All of a sudden he came to his senses. "Hey, nobody gave me tobacco." He was a hubble bubble. They will have to put a cup there and then they put tobacco and then they ignite it and then he smoked. One day he was telling his another disciple, Swami Achalananda, "Hey, I am very hungry today. Could you make pulao for me?" In Belur Math, poor condition, pulao, you need pistachio, you need nuts, you need raisins, you need good rice. All these things are necessary. So, what happened? Yes, so he went, his guru expressed a desire to eat. So he went and collected all those things and then his sound is not coming right or what? He looked it up. Can you hear? Okay. The disciple was so grateful that I could make some food for my guru. So much devotion for the guru. Sometimes the Brahmos used to come to Belur Math and ask Sri Ramakrishna and say, "Sir, when I shall come, please put on a cloth." You know, sometimes Thakur has no clothes in the body. Hearing that, Sri Ramakrishna said to his nephew Hriday, "Oh Ridu, make me a gentleman, bring cloth." He put on cloth. "Hey, bring a shirt." He put on shirt. "Hey, put a chadar on me." He put a chadar. "Hey, put socks on me." Socks. Then he was very happy. Then all of the within a few moments, he stood up and he was in Samadhi, whole cloth dropped. And then he was telling to the Brahmas, "Look how gentleman I am," and all are laughing. No cloth. Paramahansa. "What can I do? Mother does not want any bondage for me. Even the cloth is a bondage. Do you know when Sri Ramakrishna would sleep, what they would they do? Generally, you put the mosquito curtain under the mattress. No way. He will suffocate, he will shout. They will drop the mosquito curtain just on the mattress. It should not be under. He could not bear it. You know, little things, Sri Ramakrishna's renunciation, we observe through his life. Mother did not allow me to put on. April 2nd, 1953, Sri Ramakrishna made a remark, in the family where Naren is born, that dynasty will be extinct. Nobody will survive in that dynasty. So Sri Ramakrishna, Swamiji wanted to prove it, that let me test Sri Ramakrishna. When he returned from America, he asked his younger brother, they are two brothers, both are bachelors. He asked the younger brother, hey, we'll get married and have some children, I have money. He refused. A poor girl from a village came to see Sri Ramakrishna, and he was thinking, I shall see the master from a distance and go away. All distinguished rich people, Calcutta people come to see him. So he was so poor, she bought 4 jalebis and carried under her cloth. And you see that the Indian girls, even of the Braji Shadi, under the Shadi, my poor gift, will Sri Ramakrishna accept? Meanwhile, Sri Ramakrishna left his room. He was searching somebody. Then he found, and you see, I want to eat jalebi. And in the meantime, that girl, that woman came, give me whatever you have, I'm hungry, give me right now. He ate all 4 jalebis in front of that poor woman and fulfilled her desire. Do you know what does it mean? It means God is antarjami. He knows everything what is in our minds. He is the indwelling self. Another time, in Dakshineshwar, there was a mother cat and she had some kittens, and the temple officials used to heed them, and this cat would brought all the kittens under the cot of Sri Ramakrishna's room. And they used to mew, 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 you know, all around Sri Ramakrishna's feet. So meanwhile, a Nistarini, Ambikananda's mother, came to see Sri Ramakrishna. Hello, Haga. Hello. Shall I ask you a favor to you? Whatever you order me, sir, I shall do it. You know, this mother cat has a few kittens. They do not get any fish and milk here. Moreover, the temple officials hit them. You have a big family, you have some children, you can afford to have fish and milk. Please take these cats in your home and feed them. Of course, sir, whatever you order, I shall carry all these cats and kittens in my house. My mother brought all of them. I'm little scared to tell you, will your husband be mad that you are taking away all these cats? No, sir, don't worry about that. I shall handle my husband well. Then, do you know what? Wherever Sri Ramakrishna met Nistarini, said to her, hello, these cats and kittens, are they all right? Are you feeding them? Please remember, they took refuge in me. They took that cat and the kittens, they took refuge in me. So please look after them. Do you know what does it mean? It shows ashraya data, that is a Sanskrit word. God gives shelter to those who take refuge in them. This Swami is telling about their family story, that how her mother had communication with Sri Ramakrishna. But one day, my one cat was missing. My mother did not eat that day. She waited, searched until the cat was found out. She did not eat her food. One day, it is long after Swamiji's passing away, Swami Brahmananda was meditating in Swami Vivekananda's room in front of a mirror. And those who have seen Swamiji's room, they have seen in the western wall, near the western wall, there's a long mirror. So Brahmananda was meditating. And Swami Ramakrishnananda came from Madras. And he did not remove his shoes, did not wash his feet. Until I bow down to Brahmananda, I shall not drink water, I shall wait. So at 10 o'clock, Swami Brahmananda came out. Swami Ramakrishnananda was telling him, Maharaj, this meditation, you don't need it. You are already illumined. Sri Ramakrishna gave all spiritual treasures to you. You don't need all this meditation. Maharaj smiled and said, Brother, I'll have to do something. You see, their meditation is spiritual practices for others, not for themselves. Now, Maharaj was very keen to for gardening. Trees, plants, flowers, that is it. He used to teach them. Do you know how to pick flowers? One monk was picking flowers from the garden, the front one, the big one. No! Pick flowers which are behind the leaves, on the back. This plant, this flower tree is also worshipping the cosmic god. Don't make the flower tree naked. Take one, two, three flowers in one tree, two, three flowers from another tree. Don't make one tree naked. The tree is also worshipping the cosmic god. You know, if you do not live with these people, if you do not know how to live in this world and how to feel God's presence. So, Swamiji had many pets. Goat, swan, deer, you know, sheep. A lot of. Do you know why? If you read Rumarola's life, you will find out why Swamiji had all these pets. He was trying to depart from this world very soon. So Swami Brahmananda bought all these pets for him so that his affection, attraction will come toward the world. So Swamiji used to play with his pets so that his mind will be down to the world earthly plane. So, when these Swamiji's pets would go to Brahmananda's garden, so these two brothers had some fight. Well, I know there will be a demarcation line. This is yours, this is mine. Then she says, you know, we are in Puri. Atal Babu, he was a deputy magistrate. There was a Durga Puja. So all the ladies are in a room, you know, my Maharaj was also there. All of a sudden, they found a beautiful girl with all kinds of jewelry, ornaments, was walking too fast over the steps and went upstairs and disappeared. All ladies are very much scared. But somebody, you know, is a ghost or something like that. So Atal Babu came to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, this thing happened. Maharaj smiled. It happens. Today is Mahashtami, the second day of the Durga Puja. The Divine Mother came. You see, well, these boys are singing, so Mother came to listen to the bhajan. Well, Maharaj was in Banaras. I was rubbing oil on his body before his bath. All of a sudden, and I was shaving, I used to shave him. So I was not there at that day. Maharaj called me. I ran. Maharaj, why are you calling? You know, this girl has come and asked initiation. What do you think? Maharaj, you are the spiritual son of Ramakrishna. You will initiate. Who am I to tell? No. You are my attendant. I am just asking you. So, about mantra, then Maharaj says, Maharaj, I think they are devotee of either they are worshipper of Shakti or worshipper of Vishnu. So according to that, Maharaj used to give mantra. But I was also thinking the same way. But even his disciples, so much respect, you know. How mutual respect. Do you know what that means? It enhances the conviction and self-esteem of the disciples. We went to, after Swamiji's passing away, I, myself and my father, we went to Vrindavan and Swami Brahmananda and Shiva and Turyananda are practicing austerity there. So I was afraid of Swami Brahmananda at that time. I was to go to Turyananda, but Turyananda was very close to me. Then Turyananda said, did you go to Maharaj? Well, I am afraid of him. No, go and bow down. So he went, don't be afraid, my boy, come. So Maharaj blessed me. From that time on, my fear disappeared. But another day, Maharaj told me, hey, come with me. He went to Radharaman temple in Vrindavan. Holy Mother saw there. She had a vision, anyhow. So Radharaman temple, Maharaj asked him, sing a bhajan. So he sang one after another. Then when they were returning, the abbot brought a lot of sweets and fruits and gave to Brahmananda. And they carried to the monastery. Maharaj said, look, you chanted God's name. Look how much food we got today. Swami Brahmananda was the president of the Ramakrishna Order and Swami Sharadananda was the general secretary. According to the law rule that when the trustee meeting, when they passed a resolution, it must be signed by the president. But Sharad Maharaj said, Maharaj, will you sign this? Not today. Next day? I don't feel good today. Next day? Oh, I have a little headache. Next day, my stomach is not good. In this way, Maharaj was harassing everything. And the disciples knew that until he gets order from Sri Ramakrishna, he will not sign. Then he came, then Maharaj, it is urgent, will you have to sign? All right, bring the pen. I forgot the spelling of my name. Not today. Come tomorrow. This is the way a Nvara Brahman lives in this world, beyond time, beyond the space. You know, when we read these stories, when we understand what is called true spirituality. Swami Brahmananda develops diabetes, so a doctor asked him not to eat any sweet. So a devotee came, Maharaj, we hear that, you know, you have diabetes, you cannot just eat any more sweets. Not only I can eat any sweets, I cannot speak even sweet words. If I speak sweet words, that may enhance my diabetes, you see. On the wall of the Alam Bazar Mosque, it was written, Mukti Michyati Chet Tato Vishayan Vishavat Tyaja. It is in Parasitchidana Abhudhuta Gita. If you want liberation in this life, you shun all sense objects. Meditate in the mind, in the forest, and in the corner of your room. in monastery, they used to write all these things on the wall so that those things will come to their minds. He is telling his boyhood memories that how I lived with the disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. But one day, the magistrate of Howrah, he is an Englishman, came to visit Swamiji in the monastery. So Swamiji's disciple, Swamiji's dog, his name is Bagha, he was near the gate. So Bagha escorted that Englishman and brought to Swamiji. Swamiji, I have never received such reception. I shall tell you a story about Bagha. Swamiji's dog was Bagha. Swamiji used to feed his dog. But sometimes Bagha was very naughty, so some monks put the dog the other side of the Ganges, took a ferry boat and put it there. But in the evening, Bagha again came back. Again was moving near Swamiji's room. Swamiji says, you know, that dog took refuge in me, don't throw him away. Then Bagha died. They threw away the Bagha into the Ganges. So in the high tide, it went, and in the low tide, in the Ganges, always remember, every 6 hours the tide changes, current changes. 6 hours this direction, 6 hours this direction. Again, 6 hours, in one day, four times the current changes. So it went to the high tide, in the low tide, it just came and just stopped in Belur Mud Ghat. Swamiji says, look, Bagha loves us. So let's bury the Bagha in our monastery compound. 14th April 1953. Swamiji left his body. Maharaj, Chori Maharaj were very sad. They are practicing austerity in Vrindavan in Kalababu's Kunja. My father wanted to go to Vrindavan, so I accompanied him. We used to buy some food and eat. And Kishtolal Maharaj used to cook food for them. Later on, when I became the close to Swami Brahmananda, Brahmananda told Turyananda, Hari Bhai, your disciple is now gone. But I want that, let my disciple go and be with you and serve you. One day Maharaja was asking me, can you give the massage? Well, I gave massage. Maharaj grabbed me, so I fell on his chest. And then Maharaja was telling me, my goodness, you came to me massage, now you make me a pillow. Put your head on me. I shall tell you a little story about it. It was in Kusum Sarovar. From Vrindavan, if you go to Shyam Kunjo, Radha Kunjo, there is a place called Kusum Sarovar. It was owned by the Queen of Bharatpur. So the news spread that Brahmananda and Turyananda are practicing austerities there. They're great disciples of Ramakrishna. So the Queen sent a big plate of sweets, some laddu. And inside of the laddu put a guinea. Guinea means gold coin. So Swami Brahmananda opened one and saw a gold coin. Immediately closed it. Hari Bhai, no more here, we must leave this place. He was telling Turyananda, we shall not live here anymore because our name, fame spread. So the Queen is trying to tempt us so that we could be here and practice austerity. We must leave this place. They left. You know, when we hear these stories, we understand. Do you know where the power comes? All spiritual power comes from renunciation and purity. That we find tangible in the disciples of Ramakrishna. That is the way this religion is moving. Without renunciation, purity, religion does not work. That intense love, one-pointed love and devotion does not come for God. Swami Premananda wrote to Brahmananda, he was in Banarasi, Maharaj, please come back to monastery, you did not visit for a long time. It is Brahmananda president, he should travel all the centers of the Ramakrishna order and establish new centers and inspire the monks. So he wanted to come to Belur Math. On his way, he stopped in Banaras. Then he had a desire to go to see Vindhyachal. That is a famous Devi temple, gorgeous. So Swami Ambikananda writes, there is one big hall, my father slept, then Swami Turiyananda, then myself, then Brahmananda, on the floor. So at night, could you lift it up? Yeah. So what happened? What is all right? So Maharaj told me, hey, put on your shoes, put on a jacket. And Maharaj covered his body with a blanket, with a lantern in hand, and one stick in hand. Now follow me. Maharaj, where are you going? We are going to see the Divine Mother. Walking. But I was stumbling, I was a young boy. Maharaj said, hold on this hurricane lantern, and grabbed my hand and walked. The moment he stood in front of the temple, the door was closed. Seeing him, all people gave room. The whole temple was packed. The moment the temple was opened, the priest saw him. Hey Maharaj, aye, bhitar mein aye. Hey, sir, holy sir, please come inside, come inside. Maharaj went there. Seeing the mother, he burst into tears. They never saw. And he went into Baba Samadhi. Then he asked me, hey, sing that song. Kalo Kamini, Moralo Gamini, Nirodo Boroni, Damini Bihare, Oruno Kirano, Chamoke Harane, Dasha Sudha Karo Jodito Nakore. I sang. I was then young. My voice was very strong. The people flocked to hear my singing. Then Maharaj began to cry. Then all of a sudden he stopped. Maharaj bowed down to the Divine Mother, Shastango. Then he came to the Nath Mandir. All this thing you will remember, Indian main temple in the Nath Mandir front hall. There Maharaj said, sit down. If you go to a temple, you must repeat your mantra. Now repeat your mantra and meditate. Then he was recalling his days when Maharaj was dying. He told me, "Ore, ami toke dhore achi, tor bhoy ki? Don't be afraid. I am holding your hand. You have no fear." Bully Maharaj, then we went to another cave near Vindhyachal. Another day, our host arranged a picnic. So we went there. So it is Ashtabhuja Mandir. Ashtabhuja, meaning 800 Durga's temple. There we meditated, Maharaj and myself. Then Maharaj asked me to sing a song. And when I was singing, Maharaj was crying. And then he went into Samadhi. Then we came out from the inside the cave. Then we went on the top of the hill and the rock, and there Maharaj meditated. And I was smelling some flowers. Maharaj shouted, hey, don't do that, don't do that. Bunoful, that some forest flowers, If you smell that way, you will be sick. Some allergy or something, you know, bugs will do wrong to you. Don't do that. Pick up some flowers for worship. Another day, I went with Maharaj. Only we went to the top of the hill. My father could not go on the top. He remained down. At that time, the sun was about to set. Maharaj asked me to sing this song. This song I shall translate to you. Diba abosan holo ki koro boshi amon. The sun is about to set, oh mind, what are you doing? First line. Second line, uttorite bhavanodi korecho ki ayojon. What arrangements have you made to cross this ocean of Maya? That is the second line. Third line, ayu surjo asto jay dekhiye na devotay. Ayu surjo, the longevity of your life is about to be extinguished, about to go away. But you have not seen God. Bhuliye roecho maha moho mayay harayecho tattogyan. You are engrossed, you are covered with maya and moho and attachments and lost the knowledge of God. Those are the four lines Maharaj asked me to sing. It is a beautiful, beautiful song. While singing the song, Maharaj went into samadhi. After I finished the song, there is no motion in his body. It was evening. Slowly, slowly, we came down from the hill. Maharaj was very fond of my bhajan. So I got very close connection with him, I stayed very close to him. No, I have no qualities to live with him. Sometimes Maharaj used to ask me, go home, stay. But why? Because in the monastery there is a shortage of food. He was coming from a rich family. So that you can get some good food, good nourishment. Go home. See, stay a few days, then again come back. But he was so fond of me. He was talking about, once there was a Durga Puja time, Swamiji had a desire to feed the monks meat. But these boys are eating only grass, you know. only salad, you know, and vegetarian food. And he eats some meat so that you will get some strength. Swamiji was a great meat eater, you know. I sometimes make a joke. Shankara was a vegetarian, a Nuara Brahman. Vivekananda was a non-vegetarian, but he is also a Nuara Brahman. Food does not. Sri Ramakrishna said, not one can eat anything. In him, that knowledge, that fire of renunciation is burning so much, it can burn everything. The thing which nobody can eat, Sri Ramakrishna used to give to Naren. That Girish Ghosh major remark, Mahamaya is afraid to go near him. Cannot bind him. Girish has that comment, Mahamaya is in trouble. The more he tries to bind Naren, he becomes larger and larger and larger. Mother's rope cannot bind him. And Mahamaya is again in trouble to bind Nag Mahashay. The more he tries to bind him, he becomes smaller and smaller and smaller and passes through his humility. Egoless. If you have no ego, Mahamaya cannot bind you. So this person is completely egoless, and this person's ego is connected with Brahman, past. Mahamaya cannot do anything. What a beautiful expression, you know. April 1953. Somebody asked Mahapurush Maharaj, "You people are monks, why don't you go to the forest? You are a monk, why do you eat meat and fish?" Maharaj Swami Mahapurush Maharaj answered, "Why should you go to the forest? Are we animals? Why should you not eat fish? Are we not gentlemen? We are the children of gentlemen." April 29, 1953, Mohan Ji Maharaj was seated. I put my head on his head and said, "Maharaj, will I attain samadhi in my life?" "Habe, habe. Yes, yes." 10th May 1953, Swamiji returned from America second time. It was December 1900. He was with Western clothing. He landed in Bombay by boat, then he took the train and came to Belur Math without informing the monastery. So it was evening, the dining bell was gone at 9 o'clock. Swamiji saw the gate was closed. The gatekeeper was from Odisha. He saw that somebody has come and wanted to get in. But he says, he ran inside to give the information that one European with Western dress, a man has come. Swamiji did not wait. He jumped, crossed over the wall and just straight got inside the monastery. Seeing him, all brother disciples, they are excited, you know. I thought, I was so hungry, I thought your dining bell is gone, you people will finish the entire dinner. So I came inside quickly. But Swamiji went straight to the shrine with shoes on, sat on Sri Ramakrishna's bed, and his relationship with friend Thakur ke yaar. In the monastery, Swamiji had many pets, as I told you. His goat's name was Motru. And Motru, Swamiji made a bell along his hand. Swamiji used to sing and Motru would dance, you know. The goat dance. Sometimes the goat used to lie down on Swamiji's cot. So one day the goat was sick. Swamiji asked a veterinarian doctor to come to check it. "Uma, where is the patient?" "The patient is Swami Vivekananda's room. He has two beds. One is the camp cot. And under the blanket, the goat is lying down." the veteran doctor was overwhelmed. It was in Meerut. Most probably in 1890. I think 7 or 8 monastic disciples are there. Swamiji cooked pulao and some meat dish. He was an excellent cook. And he started to feed to his brother disciples. Then the brother disciples said, "Will you not keep anything for yourself?" "Ami jibone jher kheyechi, tora kha." "I ate a lot in my life, you boys eat." He did not keep anything for himself. That is the sign of a true leader. It is not easy to become a leader. You know, I saw that Swami Brahmananda, Tudyananda, Nirmalananda, they are all Swamiji's age, they are boyhood friends. But when Swamiji became the Acharya, returned from America, he was a great prophet. These brother monks are afraid to go near him. But I watched it. But do you know how Swamiji used to call Sri Ramakrishna? Atmaram. Atmaram. In Belur Mahaj, they are called Atmaramir Kouta. There was a, I think it is a silver container. Inside Sri Ramakrishna's bones and ashes are there, and it is sealed. Two times a year it is worshipped, on Durga Puja, on Sri Ramakrishna's birthday. So that Atmaramir Kouta, dekhtenge. Swamiji used to touch on his head and say, this is my master. That he carried and established in Belur Mahaj, because Sri Ramakrishna promised to him that wherever you take me, I shall be there. May 20, 1953. One day I saw Maharaj was laughing and laughing and laughing. I was looking when some spiritual experience made him so joyful. Then he was telling Swami Turiyananda, Hari Bhai, I am very hungry. Very hungry, bring some food for me. Hari Maharaj got up and brought some bajra roti. Some kind of chapati made with bajra. You don't know the English
millet.
One.
Huh? Millet.
Millet. That he brought. No vegetable, no dal, nothing of this sort. Do you know what did he do? He soaked into the water and ate it. It is very hard, raw. But one day, Swami Brahmananda was talking with Ramlal Dada, Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, making jokes in the evening. Sri Ramakrishna, hey, it is evening. All is morning and evening, you must sit for meditation and japam. Only one day, Maharaj was passing through depression, dark night of the soul. Sometimes the spiritual life, that stage comes. So Maharaj was thinking to leave, so he complained. So Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Brahmananda both in the evening went to the temple. Sri Ramakrishna went inside the Kali temple and Swami Brahmananda sat in the Nath Mandir. And Sri Ramakrishna was singing, placing the cloth of the mother, putting his paijor, his ornaments at proper place. All of a sudden, a light came from the image of Kali and towards Swami Brahmananda, and seeing that he was so overwhelmed, he was scared, he ran away and came to Sri Ramakrishna's room. So Sri Ramakrishna came back to his room. Hello, why did you come so quickly in the evening? Master, I could not bear that light. You were complaining that you were not getting anything, and when you get the vision and you are complaining, what is this? You know, Swamiji made a remark, some people come to preach religion. Sri Ramakrishna could give religion. Religion means realization. This thing I have not seen, but I heard from my mother, Swami Ambikananda says, Sri Ramakrishna saw that his body was less like crystal and all the time luminous. Always remember, when I am here, you see, you can see the shadow. But the divine body does not have any shadow. Always remember. A divine body, it does not have any shadow. So he was telling that Master's body did not have any shadow. Seeing that, Sri Ramakrishna told the Divine Mother, Mother, what are you doing? What are you doing? Go inside, go inside, go inside. All my vibhuti, aishwarya, power, go within. Otherwise, people will be scared to see me. make me like human being. You know, when avatar comes, very few people can understand avatar. Ami manusher moto sokoler shonge mishbo. I shall mix with people like other human beings. Otherwise, you will be scared of me. That Sri Ram Govind Girish Ghosh asking, Master, could you show me your real form? Dekhte chhoni, bishwas hobe na. Don't try to see my real form. You will not believe it. Who am I? You see, in the Munjaka Upanishad, they say, the cosmic being is one eye is the sun, another eye is the moon, the blazing fire. His speech at the Vedas, with his two feet he encompassed the whole universe. How can you love such a person? Even Arjuna was shivering in the 11th chapter of the Gita you have read. My mother saw Sri Ramakrishna's body complexion and his gold amulet, both are the same color. Later on, his skin color gradually became dark. Previously, our home was in Badur Bagan in Calcutta, and Ramakrishnapur, Howrah, was in the west side of the Ganges. There, Swamiji, in their house, Swamiji composed that salutation mantra. Om Sthapakaya Dharmaisya Sarvadharma Sarupine Avatar Avarishthaya Ramakrishnaya Te Nama. That mantra Swamiji composed in Ambikananda's mother's shrine. I saw that shrine, that marble altar, and I saw a porcelain image of Sri Ramakrishna, which Swamiji installed. I had a desire to see their house. The moment they heard that I wanted to see, they sent the car to me and I went, and they really, very, very hospitable to me. Sri Ramakrishna used to go to different devotees' house, and they used to arrange some kind of festivity, kirtan, and feast. Sri Ramakrishna will sing, talk about God. So perhaps you are Girish, Ram, Kalipado, Munabhagopal, these are the devotees, Balaram. In different devotees' house, Sri Ramakrishna used to go. You see, most people, the women also cannot come to Calcutta, to Dakshineshwar. So Sri Ramakrishna used to go to Calcutta to give his company to them. So he said, in our home, there will be kirtan going on, and Sri Ramakrishna was like a samadhi, like Krishna, and he was in samadhi, tribhanga, with bent body. Then my father put a garland around his neck. When Master came to the normal condition, my mother wanted him to feed him. But my father saw the moonlight emanating from Sri Ramakrishna's body. So my father asked my uncle, do you see any light on the Master's body? He said, no, I see normal. Then I realized it is Master who showed me his divine that halo to me. Then Sri Ramakrishna came to the inner chamber of the house where the ladies could bow down to him and get his blessings. So what happened, my mother wanted to feed him. So Sri Ramakrishna ate. Then in the prasad came, Sri Ramakrishna asked her, you also eat. Oh no, these people, my guests, they have not eaten. No, you eat. Because she is the incarnation of Chinnamasta, Nistarini Devi. She is not an ordinary woman. She is one of the incarnation of the Divine Mother. Otherwise, she cannot be so close with this. See, she fed Sri Ramakrishna with her own hand. Do you know? That story I shall never forget. When she was toward the end of her life, she had dropsy. what are accumulated in our body? It must be late 1920s or early 30s she died. What happened? It was Sri Ramakrishna's birthday. She asked her daughters-in-law, take me to the kitchen. Well, mom, mother, you cannot move. Take me to the kitchen. I shall make sandesh for the master. He was fond of my sandesh. They carried her body to the kitchen. There she made sandesh and fed and offered to the master. When Sri Ramakrishna was sick in Kashipur, she made sandesh and carried to Kashipur. What do you want? You will have to eat. I brought sandesh for you. Always remember, cancer, throat cancer, no solid thing can go. Only some farina pudding and milk. All right, feed me. He took one. Are you happy? No! You eat one more. Ate one another. Are you happy now? No! Eat more. No! I shall not eat anymore. I shall eat through may all these mouths, Sri Ramakrishna said. And do you know how did she die? When she was dying, she took Ramakrishna's picture on her chest, died. That is Nistarini. These people, those who came to see, I wrote something, perhaps you will find in They Lived with God in that book. Amazing stories. Sometimes some people come to Dakshineshwar. Sri Ramakrishna saw a young man, a man came, looked at him and said, hey, come near me. Why did you come here? I have come to see you, sir. Oh, you have come to see me. Stick out your tongue. He wrote a mantra on the tongue. Immediately that man was in ecstasy. He was in samadhi. His ears and all stand on their end. Then Sri Ramakrishna asked two persons to take him to Varanagar, his home. The moment he went to his home, his wife became mad. You are drunk. Why did you go? You do not talk. He was numb. My goodness. Then he heard that he went to Dakshineshwar and Ramakrishna did this thing to her husband. Immediately she became mad. She took another two ladies with her and came to Dakshineshwar and burst into tears. You ruined my husband's life. I have children who will look after them. And Sri Ramakrishna was stunned, embarrassed. What happened? Well, you did these things to my husband. Oh, yes. Could you bring your husband back? He came back. Stick out your tongue. Read the another mantra. As samadhi was gone. Now go home. Go home. He could do anything. I gave him over too much dose, you know. I think I should stop now. I'll give just 1 hour. You will find it is, I put up to 17 pages I covered. It has a lot of new things you will be able to hear which you have never heard up to this tonight. Om Niranjanam Nittam Ananta Rupam Bhaktanukampa Adrita Vigram Vai Ishabhataram Paramesham Ijyam Tam Ramakrishnam Shirasana Mama.